there, and welcome to another episode of Shouting in the Evening, brought to you by the Shite International Theatre Company. Please make yourselves comfortable. The performance is about to begin.
Calm down. You can do this. You can do this. It's not hard. Come on now. We've done this before. Let's just try it again, shall we? Shit! 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 Why the hell can't I do this?
What's wrong?
It's this damn bow tie. I can't seem to tie it. I don't get it. I've probably tied hundreds of bow ties in my life, and now my hands are betraying me.
Well, maybe if you spoke to them a little nicer, it would go better.
Very funny.
You don't have to wear a bow tie, you know. You could just forget about it and go as you are.
Are you mad? You know I can't go without a bow tie. This is your parents' silver anniversary. Damn it! Damn this bow tie!
Babe, you don't have to wear a bow tie.
I'm doing this because I know your mother appreciates a little effort.
Oh, so you're doing it for my mother's sake.
And because you might have mentioned one or twice, I look rather good wearing one.
Hot? Very, very hot is what I said.
Oh, you can go straight to hell!
Excuse me?
The bow tie. I meant the bow tie. Yeah. I don't get it. I've watched my granddad do this for years. I've tied them on myself time and time again. And now, maybe it's the bow tie.
The bow tie?
Yeah. Maybe there's some sort of malfunction in the bow tie.
A malfunction?
Yes.
In the bow tie?
Yes. Just look at the state of it. It's obviously broken.
So now it's the bow tie's fault?
Of course it is.
Right. Maybe you're just a little nervous.
Nervous? Don't be ridiculous. I am not nervous. I am, and always have been, a pillar of calmness, as you very well know. Why are you laughing? Stop it. There's nothing to laugh about. There is absolutely nothing funny about a malfunctioning bow tie.
Oh, my gosh. Look, why don't I try my hand at this? Come here, gorgeous.
You don't know how to do this, do you?
I've seen you do it. How hard could it be?
You did not just say that to me.
Oh, a pillar of calmness, are we?
Totally and completely.
Oh, as I very well know.
Smart ass.
Come here and let me have a look at this. All right. Well, if you face the mirror, then I think I might be able to do this. Yes, stand just like that. Perfect.
You look beautiful.
I wondered when you were going to notice.
Oh, you did you? What is that? I don't recognise that perfume.
That's because it's new. You like it?
It suits you.
It does.
Yes, it's divine, like you.
You're such a sweet talker sometimes. Okay, there you go. I think that's rather good, if I say so myself.
It is. It actually is.
Thank you. Wait, what do you mean, it actually is?
I mean, thanks, hon.
You're welcome. Flynn, what's that?
What's what?
That thing sticking out of your pocket.
What? Nothing. It's nothing.
Nothing. It's not nothing.
Yes, it is.
No, it isn't.
Yes, it is.
No, it isn't. I can see it. What is it?
I told you, it's nothing.
Can I see it?
No.
Why not?
Because...
Because, Well, if it's nothing, then why can't I see it? What the hell is this?
Nothing. It's nothing. It's really nothing. It's so totally nothing.
What the... This is your paycheck. Why, oh, why would you bring your paycheck to my parents' silver anniversary?
My paycheck? How did that get in there?
Yeah, I wonder about that too. Maybe because you put it there? Why on earth would you put your paycheck in your pocket?
No reason.
Oh, really?
Fine. Fine. I just wanted to show your parents that I'm not a layabout.
Oh my God.
I want your parents to know that I'm a serious person because I know they might be worried that I can't bring in a steady income, and we just bought a flat that we're moving into in a few days, and I just want to impress upon them that you are not alone in this.
Stop! And... Stop! Stop! Where is this all coming from? When have I ever said anything about your income?
Never.
When have my parents ever said anything about how much money you make or don't make?
Well...
And when have my parents ever said anything about how much money you make or don't make?
They've never said a word. But that doesn't mean they don't wonder about it.
I told you. My parents don't worry about that kind of stuff. You know why? Because we're both adults. And we have each other. Oh... Just out of curiosity, what were you going to say to my father? How were you going to broach the subject? Were you just going to walk up to him and hand him your paycheck?
No, of course not. You make it sound so silly now.
I make it sound silly? Oh no, honey. You did that just fine all on your own. I almost want you to go through with it anyway. Want to see my dad's face when you show him your paycheck. I can't believe you were going to do that. What brought this on?
Nothing. Nothing.
I told you. My parents don't care about that stuff. It's not about that for them.
I just want to make sure that they know that I'm in this with you.
Babe. Well, they know that. They just want us to be happy. They don't just love you. They adore you.
Just on a scale of 1 to 10, how silly was it of me to bring the paycheck?
Oh, honey. You broke the scale.
That was The Malfunctioned Bow Tie, written by Bowie T. Rath, and starring Rebecca Holborn and Tamsin Harding. Thanks go to our esteemed technical wizard Ian for sound manipulation and button wrangling. Join us again next time for another Shouting in the Evening production. Cheerio!